This is Stephanie Shea, the voice for Usagi Tsukino, and you're listening to the After Hours Nerds podcast.
I think you didn't realize it was already out for 2 weeks.
But Dev had just texted me like the day before and was like, yo, part two just dropped today.
So, all right, this is what it says on their thing. Part one came out July 2nd.
Yeah.
Part two came out July 9th.
And then the 16th.
The 16th.
Let's just start the episode. Fuck you. I'm running on an hour and 5 minutes.
We got this. Ready? Thanks for tuning in to episode 88 of the After Hour Nerd Podcast. The week of July 18th plus the 19th today because we had the Ubisoft announcement.
Oh, yep.
The weekly podcast that covers last week's important gaming news and nerd culture news today, hosted by Gags and Dill. Dill, how was your week?
I mean, it's only Monday.
How was your last week? Yeah. Because think about it. It's last week's news today.
It wasn't the best. Spent a couple days at the kids' hospital with the child.
What happened to her?
Potential wrist injury from daycare. You know, I don't know. She's going to the orthopedics tomorrow. No, she actually got grabbed by the teacher.
Oh, we're suing. We're suing big time.
That's what my mom wants to do. I don't know. It doesn't look... I have a video of it, but it doesn't look...
Too suspect?
It doesn't look... Intentional.
Oh, yeah, I get
it. It just seems like one of those. It's the same thing that kind of happened with her elbow when it got popped out.
Yeah.
Like she goes down, someone pulls up, and it's just like.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know when they're going to drop into tantrum mode.
I know how to edit videos. We can make it look way worse.
Let's do it. We got to add audio because there's no audio.
Oh, so yeah. I'll
like, add like a kaboom noise. Like
an explosion. Michael Bay will direct this film for us.
Jesus Christ. That's a lot of cars blowing up.
I beat Metroid Fusion. Fuck you.
No proof.
First off, fuck you and TA, because I texted you guys saying I beat it.
But did you send a screenshot?
Yes, I did. Check the text. Oh. You guys didn't share any enthusiasm for me beating that game. That game was so goddamn hard.
Yeah, but did you catch all these legendaries in Pokemon Go? Because I caught a shit ton. Shiny Rayquaza.
You got two of them, no?
No, just one.
Oh,
that thing is the most savage thing I caught. And a shoddy Latias. Also savage.
I was at AT&T getting a new phone. And they were trying to...
Must be nice to just be able to upgrade whatever you want.
They were trying to, like, switch all my stuff over, and I kept getting a text from you that would pop up on the screen. It'd be, like, one screenshot of a Pokemon, and the person working there was like, whoever this is super excited right now. It just kept coming in. It's Pokemon picture.
Yeah, I was definitely Pokemon fucking picture. Excited, man. Dude, it was just... Dude, I downloaded the PokeGenie app. I guess you and me must have used that before.
We used it all the time.
I don't remember using that.
Really?
But I was just any rate I wanted, bing, bang, bang, yep. And just getting anything. I mean, that was after I was already, because Spenny and all them were all in Slayer Park, so I was getting invites out the ass.
Yep.
And then after, it was already like people that I already had caught.
Yep.
They kept sending the same people I already had, and I wanted others.
Yep.
So I was like, fuck it. I redownloaded Genie because Sky be using it, and I went on that, and I just got every single person that I did not.
That's how we found now the it's Dragonite. Over.
Now, no, was it Genie, though?
Yeah.
Because now it just lets you like do raids.
Well,
so like what happens is like...
The raids weren't in it before.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so
what I'm saying.
Been updated since.
Because now I go into a queue.
Yep.
If it's like... One of them was like, we'll say, one of them was like 3,000. That took a while.
Yep.
And then another one was like 100. So I just get a notification when it gets down to me. It gives me someone's trainer code. I add them. As soon as I add them, I hit this button that says like that I sent that.
Yeah, this is way different than the old
And team. Then it sends me, he sends me the invite, and then I just I join it, and it's like automatically like there's like in between 7 to like 20 people.
I'll tell
so
you
then
what,
you just
the,
destroy it.
The remote raid passes are a game changer.
Oh, yeah, no, that really changed the game.
A million
That's all
times
I use
better.
Now. I don't even go to the raid.
They must be sucking you dry of money.
No.
Yeah.
Well, the event was clutch because you were every time you did a raid, you got a pass back.
Oh,
so you
never lose.
Only 8 times though, you got 8 of them.
Still, the 8 raids.
But the
is
eight,
a lot of
that's
raids.
Why I got the first. Everyone that they were sending me, I used that on, and then it's like $2.50. It's like $2.50 for a 3-pack. So
yeah,
it really doesn't
bad.
Run you that crazy. You get 6. That's 6 raids right there, $5.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
You buy just put $10 in and get the 1,300 coins.
Well,
you could buy 4 of them
as long as you space it too. You know,
yeah,
if you're doing it like a weekly. It's
but
not
like now, see, like I'm not gonna be doing it for a grip because all the legendaries are gone. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I only did it yesterday because it was like a crazy day, dude. They were just popping up like every 2 minutes.
Before you texted me, I went to drop my girlfriend off at her sister's house, and you get to drive by the park, and we could see a shit ton of people.
Oh my god,
she was like, there has to be a Pokemon Go event going on right now. because it's like asses to elbows.
But it was like a whole festival, like the day before, like
every. See what they did in Chicago? They put an actual physical giant, like 50-foot egg in the thing, and they had like projectors shooting at it, and there was like a countdown going.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what hatched from the egg, but it was like ridiculous.
Friggin'. It was like every 30 minutes it would give you a new challenge. Like it would be like 5 times XP yep. for 30 minutes. Then it would be like 500 stardust per catch.
Yep.
Like it was just crazy.
Isn't it kind of insane that Pokemon Go is still fucking oh so my God. Popular?
I was in Slater Park with Tori like last week. I surprisingly got a really good cheeseburger from them.
Yeah.
But dude, that place was bumping on like a Thursday night at like mm-hmm. 6 o'clock. Like there was mad, and you could tell they were all playing Pokemon.
We go
that really
walks.
Like changed the game through Slater Park.
We go for walks, and it's still like
I feel like that place wasn't as popular when we were like younger. Like I it was mean, popular, but like that was for like sports.
Yeah, the tennis courts, the baseball courts,
but it
and
wasn't
the basketball
for just
court.
Like people walking around no, and chilling. Like absolutely not, people no. just be sitting in that park and just chilling there,
yeah,
now
oh, yeah.
and just walking.
Well, you can see all the cars parked,
and
now,
you can tell
you
who's playing
doing.
Pokemon,
exactly.
like because they're all just looking at their phone. They're not even looking at where they're walking. They're just walking with the phone.
Gonna get hit by a car, they're yeah, not gonna care.
You don't even give a shit. As long as you get that Rayquaza, that's like whatever. But like that game really changed the game just for like the neighborhoods. Because now you got people like you see 20 people next to a tree and you're yeah. like, what the fuck are they doing? You're like, dude, they gotta be playing Pokemon.
When Pokemon Go released,
remember when it first dropped and like cops started coming out?
That was like world peace.
People
though.
Wouldn't fucking leave. Yeah. Like it'd be like 11:30, they'd be out there. The cops were like, you guys gotta go home.
Yes.
Like, no. We're playing Pokemon. You got like 20 people next to a tree at like 12 o'clock at night.
Well, do you remember they had to change the raids so they
yeah.
wouldn't happen after
so
dark
late,
because
yeah,
people
like,
wouldn't go home?
I remember that because
yeah.
they used to be out all the time.
Yeah.
Fucking 12 o'clock, you could do a raid.
Really?
And no. then they got rid of it. Yeah, that was a good idea. But it pisses me off because then...
During the pandemic, did you know you didn't need the remote pass to do raids?
Oh, really?
You could just do them because they knew that you weren't supposed to
Damn.
Be conjugating in these
But, like,
games.
How would you see... like, it'd have to be one next to you, though.
Yes, yeah. it had to be one next to you.
Well, that's
so.
Good because the one next to my... I have a thing that pops up next to my house.
Yep.
So I just use that one whenever
yeah,
I want to do
one
a raid.
Right here, too.
I
yeah.
have one at Boneyard. Boneyard's a raid.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's dope.
All right, let's let TA do an ad read, and we'll be back with the news. Back with the news. Christopher Judge, voice of Kratos, will be voice of King T'Challa in Marvel's Avengers War for Wakanda DLC. You're buying that day one, right? You're a huge fan?
Absolutely not.
Atlus claims to have 7 Persona-related announcements coming to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Persona, with the first announcement coming in September. I hate this. I hate announcements of announcements. Just announce it when it's ready and don't even tease us.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Square Enix mobile game Bravely Default Brilliant Lights to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Bravely Default series. Again, I can't believe this series is 10 years old.
Yeah, that is crazy.
When I texted your brother that, I was like, can you believe it? He was like, no way.
That was like the beginning of...
Makes you feel old and like a piece of shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
you are old.
Don't say that.
And your birthday just passed, so it's like... Damn, a
couple months
you're
ago.
You're even older, man.
I mean, yours passed before me, and yours is coming up even sooner
but
now.
But I'm 2 years younger.
That hurts, all right? Ghostwire Tokyo has been delayed to 2022.
What's that word? Delayed?
Delayed.
That's interesting.
Sony State of Delay.
I thought we were past that.
Dude, we got a couple more delays coming up. LeBron James is officially available in Fortnite.
I think Charlotte got a LeBron like Fortnite toy in a Happy Meal.
No, it's probably for Space Jam.
Whatever. I seen the toy in the, on yep. the car. I was like, what the fuck? I seen it in Tori's car. I was like, is that LeBron?
Yeah, probably.
I was like, oh, shit. She must have got that from McDonald's.
And she's going to be a baller. Scholarships, right?
Of course.
Metacritic scores of the week. Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword HD for the Switch has a meta score of 82, a user score 7.0. I've been playing that. I just started it.
And
pretty damn good.
What's your rating?
I hate ratings. Ratings don't
what's
make
any
sense.
What's your rating?
I think it's very good.
So like an 8.5.
I don't do numbers. There's think
Give
about
me a number.
Numbers mean nothing.
Give me a number.
They mean absolutely
they mean everything.
Nothing.
Give
it's
me a number.
It's a made up score.
No, it's not. Give me a number.
I give it an 88. Out of how many? You'll never know. Exactly. Monster Hunter Stories 2, Wing of Ruins on the Switch. Meta score of 81. User score of 8.8. That's actually pretty damn close.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Space Jam, A New Legacy, the game is a beat-em-up. Side-scrolling beat-em-up.
What the
I know.
Why is this a side-scroll with Michael Jordan?
No, with LeBron James.
Oh, my God. Why is it? This came out on the Xbox.
Yeah.
Which Xbox?
The new one. Well, it's on all of them, I think.
This came out on new systems?
Yep. It has a meta score of 51, a user score of 7.0.
Only one user?
Only one user score.
Only.
And then where the heart leads, a Metascore of 70 and a user score of 0, because there's been zero user scores. It was being talked a lot by games journalists, but it's like one of those story games where you don't actually do anything. It's on the PS5. I included it. I don't, like, people were talking about it. I thought it was important. I tried to look it up, and it was so boring, I stopped watching the trailer.
I don't even know what to say about
that. I know, my bad.
And I don't even know what to say about the Space Jam game.
It actually, I'm not kidding, when you look at the trailer, it does not look bad. If you watch, like, a little gameplay of it, it does not look bad whatsoever.
Are you going to get it?
It's on Game Pass, so yeah, I honestly might.
For free?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'll give it a shot.
I've seen LeBron in person.
No, you haven't.
I have.
Oh, like you've gone to a basketball game and he was playing.
Yeah, he was there, yeah.
I went to
the
last game of the Celtics Big Three when LeBron James broke our heart and
he
killed us.
He dapped me up.
No, he didn't. 100%.
I've seen him in the tunnel.
Yeah, right. Switch Pro was announced this week with Valve's gaming handheld. It's called the Steam Deck and it's shipping in December.
I feed this.
I hope you did.
I've seen this.
Were you impressed by it?
I didn't really... look into it. I just saw the headline.
What did you think about? So the sticks are lined up together. They're not.
That's I'm cool with that.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, that's like PS5.
Oh, there is PS5 like that too.
Yeah, they're the same.
Oh, I hate that.
Like that.
Do you? Yeah. Some people like it. I'm okay with it.
Me and Spenny had that debate for a while because when he was doing that scuff controller and he had the choice of where to put the sticks.
Yep.
He put it like the Xbox.
Yep.
Like that, and like, I would have did it. I like PS5s better.
Right.
And he plays PS5. That's why it was weird that he chose the Xbox format.
Mm-hmm.
He just thought it was going to be more comfortable to do like that.
Right.
And I was like, why? Like,
I can
play
why
both.
People,
but, like,
yeah, 100%.
And it's to me like that's something like we used to switch so much between mm-hmm. those systems. Like it doesn't even faze me. Like
right,
I don't 100%. Even have to switch my hands. Like it. I just go right
it
into it the same way.
It would take me a week to like really kind of get fully comfortable with it, and then I never think about it again.
I don't even
know
if it would take a week. Well, it might take me like 3 games of Apex to get used to it. Because I used to play with the Xbox controller until I got my PS5 controller.
Right.
So I played with both, and it doesn't matter.
You're never good with either.
I'm great with both.
Okay.
So it doesn't even matter.
So under the analog sticks, though, did you notice a little box? It's a trackpad. So it has like a almost mouse on both sides.
That's kind of weird, but
yeah,
I'm into it. Well, that's why I like my PS5 controller in my laptop, because I use the touch bar as my mouse, and that's dope.
All right. So this is from Jay Peters, Chaim Gartenberg, Richard Lohr, and Sean Hollister on TheVerge.com. Valve just announced the Steam Deck, its long-rumored Switch-like handheld gaming device. It will begin shipping in December, and reservations open to July 16th at 1 p.m. It starts at $399, and you can buy it in $529 and $649 models as well. The device has AMD APU containing a quad-core Zen 2 CPU with 8 threads and 8 computed units worth of AMD RDNA 2 graphics alongside 16 gigabytes of LPDDR5 RAM. There are 3 different storage tiers, the 64 gigabyte eMMC storage for $399, 256 gigabyte NMVE SSD storage for $529, and 512 gigabyte of high-speed NVMe SSD storage for $649. According to Valve, you can also expand the available storage using the high-speed micro SD card slot. I'm going to say right now, I don't think the low tier is worth it. The 2 middle tiers have SSD built in.
Yeah, you need that.
Or at this point, yeah. I mean, that's why the Switch sucks so bad right now.
Yeah, SSD is big.
The Steam Deck has a huge number of control options. There are 2 thumbsticks, but also 2 small Steam controller-style trackpads beneath the thumbsticks, which could give you more precision for things like first-person shooters. The front of the Steam Deck also has ABXY buttons, a D-pad, and a 7-inch 1280 by 800 touchscreen for 720p gameplay. The device also has gyroscope for motion controls like the Switch. It has 2 shoulder triggers on each side, and there are 4 back buttons, 2 on each side, as well as built-in microphones. As for the battery, Steam Deck's onboard 40 watt hour battery provides several hours of play time for most games, Valve says. For lighter use cases like game streaming, smaller 2D games, or web browsing, you can expect to get the maximum battery life of approximately 7 to 8 hours. Valve tells IGN that you can play Portal 2 for 4 hours on this thing. If you limit it to 30 frames per second, you're going to be able to play for 5 to 6 hours. And if you need to pause your game, the Steam Deck offers a quick suspend / resume feature built into the Steam OS that'll let you put the device in sleep mode and pick up where you left off later. So it's very similar to the Xbox Series X sleep mode. Valve will also sell a dock you can use to prop up a Steam Deck and plug it into an external display like a TV. You won't need a dock to plug it into a TV, though. Valve says that the Deck can be plugged into your TV, monitor, or even old CRTV if you have the right cables. The Deck comes with a fully-fledged USB-C ports that contain HDMI, Ethernet, and USB data, as well as the standard Bluetooth. You'll have native Bluetooth audio. That's something the Nintendo Switch still doesn't have. You can't use a Bluetooth with Nintendo Switch. It's still wild to me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
On the software side of things, the Steam Deck runs what Valve is calling a new version of SteamOS, that it's optimized for the handheld's mobile form factor, but the actual OS is based on Linux and will use a Proton as compatibility layer to allow Windows-based games to run without requiring the developers specifically port them for the Steam Deck. In December, the first units will be available in the United States, Canada, and European Union, and the United Kingdom, with other areas following in 2022. Valve's Greg Comer told IGN that should the Steam Deck succeed, the company's already thinking about future models and offering the building blocks to other manufacturers as well. We look at this as just a new category of device in the PC space, he said. It might bring back echoes of Valve's failed Steam Machines initiative, in which it tried to encourage partners to build desirable Linux gaming desktops, but with key differences. This time, Valve has created its own hardware first. It doesn't need to sell every game developer on Linux ports, and this category of PC already exists to some degree. So with that being said, you can already pre-order it. They've already delayed the launch. So the $400 model, the one that I said I don't think is worth it,
not even close,
is still releasing in December this year.
So is it just called the Steam Deck, or is this for Steam?
It's called the Steam Deck. That's its actual name.
So has it anything to do with Steam?
It is Steam.
So you just use Steam?
Yes.
I mean, that's not
but
bad.
You can put your own operating system if you want. This thing is fully customizable. It's basically a PC and a handheld gaming.
It sucks factor. That it's only 720p, though, in probably max 60 frames.
100%.
So, like, you're not really going to be playing shooters.
Well, yes and no. So I don't know about the 60 frames per second if you get, like, the middle or the top tier, right, with the SSD. If you're playing a game like Hades, you might hit that 120 frames per second.
A game like Hades, yeah, but not like a game like Apex. Like.
Right, but I don't know if you're buying this to play Apex.
I mean, it'd be cool.
But you can
play Apex on Steam. It'd be nice to play a handheld.
You can fully dock it and play a keyboard, mouse, and everything, and it's a pretty decently powered laptop. I get, like, you got to think of it more of a laptop, right? Because they in the video, they were showing them using it to play Death Stranding.
Yeah, I feel like that's the type. Those are the type of games you'd be playing it with.
Right. Well, because, like, this isn't a Nintendo Switch killer. A lot of people are comparing it just because they're similar. But the thing that keeps the Nintendo alive are Nintendo first-party games.
Of course.
This
Bluetooth audio is definitely definitely up there in the competition. But yeah, I don't think it's enough it's definitely not enough to take over the Switch.
No, 100%. Well, that's the thing. Nintendo's in its own
At this point, the only thing that this helps me do is just go mobile with some of my games.
Right.
But, like, I could just bring my laptop with me.
Right. That's
so it's like, you know, I mean, but for people that have a desktop, obviously, this might be something cool. If you want to play those, like, type of, like, Ori and the Will of the Wisp type games.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be kind of dope. Or... Yeah, but, like, even those, I don't even think they'd look as good.
That's
the type of game you want to put on the fucking monitor because that's just a nice looking game.
I played
game.
The first one on my Switch handheld.
Yeah, but even then, like, yours probably didn't look nearly as good as it looks.
Oh,
and it looks beautiful on my laptop.
Yeah, I bet yours blew it out.
Like, so it's like, why would you even want? Yeah. Like, my Hades probably looked a billion times better.
But someone like me, right? I don't have a PC. I have a Mac. You're right.
You could easily have a PC if you wanted, though.
Right,
like,
but what if I buy this now, and it is basically my PC?
But it's not going to give you the full experience. That's
but you
why
can
it's like.
Dock it.
I know, but it's still not going to have the same capabilities. No matter how good your monitor is going to be, it's still not going to run as good because the graphics card's not there.
I don't. That expensive one is pretty decent, is it not? With the SSD and everything?
But even the SSD is not even a terabyte.
Yes. You're right.
So,
256?
Like, that sucks.
It does it? That's where I don't know the PC world.
If I was getting a PC, I wouldn't even go under a terabyte SSD.
Okay.
I don't even look at the 512s.
What's your PC right now?
One terabyte.
One terabyte?
SSD, yeah.
And you're already looking to
upgrade. I have a good graphics card.
Aren't you too?
Yeah. Of course.
Right.
Because I want to get like one of those graphics cards that's like a 2030.
Yep.
Like the 2660s instead of my 1660. Yep, even the 2060 Super RTX or whatever it is. Like that would be better.
3080 that you can't get in right now.
Like, and then, because then if I get a new monitor that goes up to 200 instead of my 145,
yep,
I'll be playing games at fucking like 190, 200, yep, and it'll be even more beautiful.
Right. So you're right. This isn't even comparable to like a fraction
to
of
a
that.
Real. No, it's not even close. And you can get laptops that can go fucking way beyond this.
Right.
And light ones, decent, bad. Like that new Asus, the one that I was looking at, it has a different graphics card than the one I have, but it's still like top tier, yep, compared to the one it's the Ryzen 9 too.
See, and this is why I'm glad you're here, because like these sound like good numbers to me.
The SSDs, I mean, for a mobile, for like a handheld, it's solid.
But
256
what about the
is
price?
Solid.
What about the price of 650?
It's like half my laptop, so I guess it makes kind of sense.
Yep.
Kinda,
right.
Like that's.
And what about?
Oh wait. All right, the 650 one is 512.
Yes.
So that's decent.
Yes.
For 650, that's like half my laptop. So that makes sense. My laptop is 13, and I have a terabyte. That's
okay.
512 for 650. That makes
right.
sense.
Yep.
So that's decent, but if you don't have a good monitor that docks to it, it's,
yep,
it's useless.
Right. Yes. Because like you said, you're getting 720p.
And I don't know. I can't speak for AMD or the whatever,
yep,
that graphics card that's,
yeah,
in,
yeah,
that. I don't know what, I don't know how good that is. I don't know what that is compared to what mine is.
Right.
But the 512 is decent, especially on a portable game. I'm assuming the games would be smaller.
Yes.
Like size.
Well, again, they're playing Death Stranding and stuff on it. Like those are big. That's a PS4 game.
Those are big games. Yeah.
They play Portal 2.
Fucking huge.
Right. You
that's
know.
What I'm, so I mean, 512 might be shit.
Yep.
But
well,
if they are compressed a little bit.
I don't
bit,
know
like,
if you're downloading it either, though. It might
if
be streaming.
If you're just streaming, then that's decent.
Yep. What about if you get Game Pass on this? Because you know,
can you?
It's a PC. That's what they want you to think of it as a PC.
That's true.
You know, like you put Game Pass on this. Now you have a handheld, an actual handheld Halo.
It doesn't actually say how many frames you can get it up to. But it does say if you limit to 30,
right,
so that means it must go higher than 30.
Oh, yeah,
I'm assuming it goes to at least 60.
They were playing Death Stranding, I think, at 60 frames per second.
Yeah, that's what I would assume it could get up to.
I think it can do even, because again, they're using it as a PC.
I don't see it going higher than 120.
Right, I know. And again, I think it's going to be very limited which games do it at,
yeah,
120.
Like, I mean, I feel like you wouldn't need games at 120 unless they were like shooters,
mm-hmm,
online games.
But what about someone who doesn't want to dabble into the PC world, but they're just a console gamer? I think this is probably for them, right? Because to
the question is, would it be better than a PS5? It's about the same price.
Yes. Yeah. No, you're right.
And would it be better? That's the question.
Right. 100. What if you have a PS5 and you're looking to dabble somewhere? Because this could be the perfect PS5 complementary.
Especially if you don't know how to like download new operating systems and shit, and you're kind of stuck to Steam. Like,
yes.
Steam,
yep,
doesn't have the biggest. Not that PS5 has the biggest, you know, library right now, but
well, Steam is huge, actually.
It does, but only certain, you know, those are,
yeah,
all,
yeah,
games like there's only a couple games on Steam I like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There might be only a couple games that person might,
right,
like. There might be a lot of games in general, but,
yep,
those are all like different fan groups.
The other
groups.
Crazy thing is Steam.
I don't
sales
use Steam
go
very
for
often.
Like $1.
You
I get
very
like,
rarely use Steam.
Oh yeah, that's the thing. I've only.
I don't
seen
even like.
Steam.
I don't even like playing Apex on Steam.
Yeah,
I like it better on Origin. It just,
right,
runs better for me.
Yeah, it's.
I only use Steam, I think, for Hades. And that was it.
Yeah.
And it ran good on Steam, but that's the type of game
now,
that's...
Now, when you use Steam, did you actually download those games onto your...
Yeah, like I bought Hades on Steam.
And then it just downloaded
so now it's
it.
Just, yeah, and then I just got it.
Okay.
It's in my library, and it's on my desktop.
Gotcha.
So I just click Hades, and it just
pops
up. It pops
up,
but
okay.
It does log me into Steam when I play.
Right, because it needs to basically verify you have the...
Yeah. So that's how it like saves my progress.
Imagine if a Nintendo Switch had this power, though.
That would be the step
like,
for Switch Pro.
That's really though, like that would be Breath of the Wild at 60 frames per second easily.
Device Bluetooth headset, maybe add like a party chat.
That's the other thing.
Imagine
this could be like the first.
You're up
device.
Here playing Breath of the Wild. Your girl's downstairs playing Breath of the Wild. You guys are Bluetooth chatting from upstairs and downstairs.
Dude,
then you guys could play in separate rooms, have that
dream.
Space,
but
still communicate.
Well, with the
easier
Switch,
than FaceTime.
With a Switch, you would just undock it and sit next to each other.
I
know.
Like I said, you guys want your separate space.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Who wants to be together all the time?
Right.
You guys live together. Like,
exactly.
Who wants that?
It's you're touching.
You guys
too
play
much.
Breath of the Wild separate. Everyone,
yep,
get, you know, no cheating.
No cheating.
You don't want her copying off you trying to.
Oh, 100%.
Because then she'll get ahead
all
of you.
The shrines I had to fix for you.
I remember being the other way around.
No.
I used to do a couple shrines.
Remember that
like,
motion control one you couldn't do?
I don't. I did every shrine.
Ball, and you're
I was.
Please get this for me.
How many shrines were there? Like 160.
My stupid little arms can't do it.
How many shrines were there?
There's 180.
I'm pretty sure I did all of them, to be honest.
I think you had like 47.
No, I did 80. I did at least half.
No, it was so. I forgot who
I
was.
Did more than Tyler.
Yeah,
so 100%.
Yeah, he didn't have a lot though.
I did 100% more than him, yeah. And I beat every beast, and then
yeah,
I went to go.
Yeah,
fight.
Everyone beat the beast.
He only beat like two of them.
Shout out to Chris, who almost beat the game and didn't realize that there was a champion's tunic.
Yeah, he's a meatball for that. Birkin. I didn't know for a while either though.
Yeah,
until
I
one of you guys told me.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh shit, I gotta go get that. If none of you guys told me, I would have went right by it.
I was playing that game, and I was walking next to the
See, those are the type of games I hate that don't let you know when something's important that you need
that
to.
That was
like,
the point of the game.
I know, but I fucking hate games like that. I like Final Fantasy. Like, when something's important, most of the time, they kind of guide you to it.
Yeah.
They kind of guide you to it. They kind of guide you to it, but slightly guide you to it. Yeah, you know, they don't hand feed it to you, but they, you know, they get the plate warm, and then you gotta fucking come over and eat. But nah, Zelda will let you go right by something all the way to the end of the fucking game. You'll never even know what was in the game until you go 20 years later. You're like 40, and you read a Game Informer, and it tells you like, oh, you could have got this shit like in the first mission, and you're like, that's Zelda for you, all right? That's why I don't play those old games. Breath of the Wild, though, is cool.
You don't want to play Skyward Sword when
I
beat it?
Fuck no. Those old ones are way too confused, and I don't got time for that.
Actually, it's very straight. The one I'm playing right now is very straightforward. Like, it's so,
I don't trust you.
It's no, it really
I don't
is.
Even I don't trust you personally to even believe that. That's like me telling you, hey, go play Final Fantasy VII, the original, again, because it's such a great game. Like, you don't trust me. I don't trust you,
yeah,
man.
No,
trust is broken.
I respect that.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
Next news story. Tom Clancy's X-Defiant is a free-to-play first-person shooter that combines elements of Splinter Cell, Ghost Recon, and The Division. That was the one I was trying to...
Yep. That looked dope.
Prior to announcing this, though, they delayed Riders Republic... Remember that,
yep.
Like, open world extreme sports?
Yep.
So they
and that one looked
that
dope, too.
From September 2nd to October 28th, 2021. So only about 2 months, because it's, like, the full September and then the end of October. And then Rainbow Six Extraction, which we thought looked really good,
yep,
got delayed till 2022.
What was it supposed to drop?
I think it just said, like, fall 2021. I don't remember.
So a good 4 or 5 months delay.
Yeah. But it's now in 2022.
Which now just even makes 2022 more stacked.
Right. I have a feeling games are going to get delayed from 2022, not because they're not ready, but to make room for other games.
Yeah.
Because if you release too many at a time, no one's going to...
Yeah, 2022 is going to be freaking jam-packed.
It's possibly...
But that's the question. Which games do you cut out now and kind of delay till 2023?
Yeah, honestly.
Or try to drop now?
Well, people swear Breath of the Wild 2 doesn't hit 2022.
You think 2023?
I think it hits 2022. A lot of people think it's going to hit 2023.
As long as we get the Hogwarts game.
That's the one you wanted
That's
so
all
bad.
I give a frig about right now, dude. That's all I care about.
Hogwarts Legacy or whatever
that shit's going to be savage. I'm in. All in.
Tom Clancy's X-Defiant is an upcoming free-to-play FPS that combines 6v6 arena combat with class-based abilities. Ubisoft announced today. We got a chance to get a sneak peek at X-Defiant last week. And got an exclusive gameplay clip showing off the vibrant and frenetic battles you can expect to get into. Check it out below. Tom Clancy's X-Defiant is the rumored crossover game featuring the Division, Splinter Cell, and Ghost Recon elements, formerly called Battle Cat, that's in development at Ubisoft San Francisco, led by executive producer Mark Rubin and creative director Jason Schroeder. But X-Defiant may not be what you expect, and the arena shooter will allow you to pick a character known as a Defiant from a specific faction, all which are based on other Tom Clancy titles. Ubisoft will add more factions as the game evolves, but here are the 4 announced factions. Wolves, based on Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon, it's a tank class. Echelon, based on Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell, it's a support class. Outcast, based on Tom Clancy's The Division healer class. And Cleaners, based on Tom Clancy's The Division assault class. Each faction has unique traits, abilities, and ultras, a special move, but they aren't locked into specific weapon classes. You'll be able to pick your primary and secondary weapons, attachments, and special device that is entirely separate from your faction. You'll also be able to change your loadout after responding to adjust your playstyle as needed. Tom Clancy's X-Defiant will have you facing off in game modes such as Domination and Escort, so think Overwatch with a bit of an edge. If all this intrigues you, you can sign up to be a part of the initial playtest starting August 5th at playxdefiant.com. You should sign up.
I'm about to.
There will be 10 maps available during the closed test, with 7 standard arena maps and 3 linear maps with...
Only available for PC players.
That's why I'm saying you should sign
up. And then, I'm into it just because I've seen clips of The Division.
Yep.
It's like a it looked third person whenever I was watching, but it looked pretty dope.
So this I feel like I could get into person. That.
This is first?
Yes,
I feel like those games were third when I was looking at The Division.
They are.
And I thought that was dope, but I'm still down with a first. And I kind of like that assault class, healer class type
shit.
If
it says media, you say yes and you put the podcast. And sometimes I'm shit you not. That's how a lot of times I get. So do that and see if it works. But they're probably just taking everyone.
I'll fucking do that.
You are the target market for this game, I think. Like, this looks like something that you should be into.
This is dope because, I mean, in a way, it's like Apex, how you kind of have to, like, pick your squad based off, like, you know, you got, like, Lifeline, a healer. You got an assault guy.
Yes.
A tactical guy, whatever it is. The
it's
recon
like a champion
guy.
Shooter. You know
so,
what
you
I
know,
mean?
You're going to have to – it's gonna matter, you know, who picks what on your team.
Yep.
You can't run out there with 6 assault dudes. Like.
And I love the fact that you get to customize them.
Yeah, no, it's
not
dope.
Only is it just like, oh, I'm just this class. No, I get to be that class and play that class how I want to be, not I'm stuck as this class and have to use it the way the meta works.
I'm definitely into this. And then they got the domination shit. I like
yeah.
that. Give it a little Call of Duty
right.
multiplayer
aspect.
I mean,
aspect. I won't be there to hold your hand, so I don't know how good you'll do.
I mean, you're going to be – even if you do get the game at some
I'll get
point,
my Steam Deck. We can play together.
You'll be ass like every game.
And then try a keyboard and mouse like you're supposed to.
No.
Let's see, Xdefiant doesn't have a release date yet, but it's
see,
set to drop on Xbox Series X, Xbox Series S, Xbox One, PS5, PS4, Stadia, Luna, and Ubisoft Connect. And
the
yes, crossplay is expected. Ubisoft Connect, I think, is just their online browser for PC users. I doubt Ubisoft says additional tests are planned for winter. There's no way this hits this year, especially after they just delayed 2 other games.
Yeah.
And they have another test coming in December. I would love it if this did come out this year. It did look really good.
I mean, fuck it. I'll be able to play the test. I wonder how long that goes for, though.
The test? Yeah. I guarantee you it's like 3 weeks tops.
Oh, that's,
if
I mean,
that.
I'm hoping for at least like 2 weeks.
It's 1 to 3 weeks, I bet.
I'm going to try to fiend on it for a little bit. It'll probably be buggy as shit, though.
But that's the point, right? Like, you play it, you find the bugs, they fix it.
I mean, my KD would probably still be like a 4.5, so.
I doubt it. I so doubt it, dude.
I'll put another dinner bet on that.
Another dinner bet?
That my KD's at least a 3.5 by the
deal.
End.
Deal. Just a 3.5 deal. Yeah.
I'm going to strive for this shit.
Deal. What time is it on this? I'm going to
7:26.
No, it's 39 minutes and 37 seconds, so I can clip this out and remember this.
Shut up.
Let's see.
Let the podcast remember that I bet this.
Next news story. Report Netflix wants to add games within the next year. This
oh,
is by,
stop it. Stop it.
This
stop.
Is happening.
Stop
this
it.
Is,
stop
this
it.
Is,
stop
this is 100%
it.
Happening.
Stop it.
Think about all their great shows they could turn into. Like, think about if they ever made a game about The Witcher. Maybe
can
Sonic
they,
the
though?
Hedgehog.
Can they, though?
No.
Castlevania. They don't have the rights to these fucking... I think we already discussed that.
Yeah, we did. We had... Because there were rumors about this.
Like, stop. Just stop.
Netflix will expand its streaming service to include video games in the next year, according to a Bloomberg report. Bloomberg has been doing real bad. They're 0 for 2. they said the Switch Pro is coming this year. And
wide.
Then, yep. And then
we just got the Switch... What is it? OLED?
Switch OLED. And then the other thing is they reported that Nintendo was upping the price of the new Switch OLED, which they are, but they were saying that it only costs $10. Nintendo actually commented and said that's so false, which I've never seen Nintendo do.
They got pissed.
Yeah. The streaming platform hired former Electronic Arts and Facebook executive Mike Verdue to head up the project. A report from the information in May suggested Netflix was looking for a video game industry executive to expand its streaming lineup. It was reported at that time that Netflix is considering a bundle of games like Apple Arcade. However, Bloomberg reported Wednesday that the games in Netflix video game expansion will be added alongside the company's current selections, similar to what Netflix did with documentaries or stand-up specials. According to the report, games won't cost extra, at least at this point in its planning, it said. It will 100%
come on, like,
cost
they
extra.
Get a bump fucking that shit up to like $20 a month. Actually like $8.
What they better do? Is they better separate it as this is streaming or streaming with games, you know? And make the people who want the games pay, not the people who are never going to play them pay.
All right, so how about, like, existing Netflix users, like, it gives you the option, like, upgrade to gaming
yes.
for an extra $6. No thank you. And
yes,
then 100%. For new users, you know, you get the – maybe they give you a combo – like separate. If you want just gaming, mm-hmm. it's like whatever, $6.
Yep.
If you want just show, $7. If you want the combo, maybe it's $12.
Yes,
give you like a dollar discount. Like
I would 100% be
fine.
Okay with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's fine. They give you the option to upgrade
that's
if you're an existing user.
Happen.
No, they're gonna be like, you automatically get gaming, but it's gonna be an extra $8 on the bill. We're just the whole bill's just going up. It's just it is what it is, you know.
So you better play it.
So you better just play the damn game because you're gonna pay for it regardless.
And what does a Netflix controller look like? And then it's got to be streaming. You can't download it. How much goddamn memory is on a TV?
I know. That's every game's going to have to be streamed. You're going to have godlike connection.
Yep.
It's going to be stupid.
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking stupid.
Hey, Kojima's new game might be on. Remember, it's cloud-based.
But that's the thing that sucks is that you could have Netflix on the shittiest TV.
Yep.
So, like, if you're going to stream it and you have a shitty-ass TV, but you got Netflix, like, it's going to come 100%. Out like ass. Like,
100%.
You're not even going to want to play.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not a big fan of this right now.
Yeah, no, they don't have our support. Not shout out Netflix right now.
No shout out to Netflix.
No shout out.
But shout out to the Fear Street, no?
Oh, definitely shout out Fear Street.
A Netflix spokesperson told Polygon in May that the company is excited to do more with interactive entertainment. Netflix has produced games before alongside third-party developers. A Stranger Things mobile game and Stranger Things 3, the game, was among the titles. Netflix is also known for expanding with interactive experiences via the streaming platform. In 2018, it created Black Mirror Bandersnatch. You choose your own adventure style movie. I don't really consider that a game. People call them an FMV game. Like, I get it.
I don't even know what I'd call that.
It's like a choose your own adventure book, you know? You remember those when you were a kid?
I mean, they're cool.
Oh, 100%. But I thought it was cool.
But if you think about it, it's almost like playing like an Infamous. You know, like your decisions base
yeah,
your
but
guy's
you have
abilities.
The actions in between.
That's the cool part. Yeah, like you're not doing anything when you're just watching the show. Like, you're not
right.
fighting people and shit. Like,
100%.
I mean, and in a way, it's similar to those type of games, but you do miss out on the action aspects, which I feel like is the biggest part. That's what I loved about those type of like Infamous. I loved Infamous 1. Like, because I would do all the bad shit that would make my lightning red instead of blue, and it was just so much better to have red lightning. You always had to go to the dark side.
Yeah, but you were always a piece of shit, so I
yeah
sit with the other pieces of shit. It expanded on the idea in 2020 for an interactive episode of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, game inspired. Hold on, I'm getting a text.
Mr. Popular over here.
I got so many friends.
Tell them that the podcast is going on and we don't got time for that.
That's what I said. all right, so they had a couple of the FMV games. And then they have the Netflix original lineups with shows based on games like Dota, Castlevania, The Witcher. More are coming. We have Magic the Gathering, Sonic the Hedgehog, and League of Legends are all coming as well. So they already have a working repertoire of video games inspired content.
Yeah.
It's just like you said before, they don't have the licensing to actually make
If they could
games.
Make a Castlevania game or a Witcher game, that'd be dope as hell. But
what if, though, you get pre-existing games onto the, like Sonic Mania? That's not going to need a godlike connection. And you put it alongside Sonic's show that's coming out to Netflix. And now people can play Sonic Mania through their Netflix app.
Can't you play Sonic Mania on that thing that you got from...
I can play it on my Switch. I have it downloaded.
So...
Right. No, but I'm trying to figure out why the hell this even works or...
So... Like, that, I don't see the point.
Yeah.
They let you play, like, the old Castlevania games. Like, what's the point? You could play it on something else.
That's what I... Like, it's
they
one less thing to worry about,
if
though.
Netflix wants this to work, there has to be new stuff. Like, stuff that you can't get on something else, because then what's the point?
I mean, think about it, though. If you could play it mobile on your phone... And
through
now
Netflix?
Yeah. And you don't have to carry an additional...
Now your fucking battery's getting drained out in 5 seconds. Like,
not on this
why would you want it?
iPhone
even
12
on the,
Max
stupid,
Pro, baby.
Even on your 12 Pro Max, it's still going to do it, dude. I'm not into that.
The interesting thing is someone data mined Netflix with the latest update, and there is data... for promotional art of Ghost of Tsushima's, and it's the director's cut Ghost of Tsushima art, which means it's recent. Like, they just added that, which is even more interesting because if you remember, Sony and Netflix penned a big deal in the beginning of this year that after Sony films go to theater, they go exclusively to Netflix first. So if they already have a working relationship with Sony, what if now Sony is putting their games on Netflix to stream?
That'd be a good move for Sony.
You think so?
I think so. I mean, it just gets more games out there.
Right, but...
And we already know Sony's kind of losing the war right now.
They're
like.
Winning.
Are they?
You can't buy a PS5.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like games though. They have no games. Game Pass is killing.
They're the only one that have games.
No, they don't.
Ratchet and Clank.
That's crap.
You think that's crap? It's gonna win game Spenny's of the year.
Got, every friend I have that has a PS5 hasn't played any of these new shit that's come out.
Ghost of Tsushima's director cut is gonna rip the world apart. I think.
I mean, yeah, but.
But yeah, it's a PS4 game.
Pass been coming in clutch.
Game Pass is hella
PC
clutch.
PC is been killing. Like they're yeah. Microsoft's little. If you think know, about
games that came
right
out
now,
this year,
like,
though, it's only PS5 games.
Nothing crazy that's stuck out
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, there's no big game of the year right
so
now.
So it's like, that's what I'm saying. That's I don't think they're winning by a long shot at all. Not by any means.
I think they're around 9 million consoles sold, though. That's a ton.
But like usage
month,
is what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Just because well, they have consoles sold doesn't mean people are using them.
The NPD last month, Ratchet & Clank.
PS5's probably been a friggin' dust collector the past couple of months.
You ever, think so?
Besides games that people are already playing, like just upgraded Fortnite and shit like that, I feel like there's no one's putting serious time into solo games. Maybe that Spider-Man game, but what do you put in that, 10 hours?
Yeah.
And then you're done.
Well, yeah.
Like, I guarantee in actual story mode or nice, you know, good games like that, people probably don't have more than 100 hours played on any PS5.
Ratchet and Clank, I heard, is about 20 hours to beat.
You know how many hours we probably put into the Xbox 360 back in the day? Just in story mode games? Probably 40 in Call of Duty, 30.
You think so? I don't think Call of Duty was
I know. We already looked up the hours.
Yeah,
they were small,
like they were
but we beat them 8 times.
That's because we were losers with
we
no
played
money.
Every single Call of Duty, every Gears of War story, all those story modes. We probably put in 100 hours in story modes on those old systems. Not anymore.
Yeah, but those are systems with a built-up library.
But
not during a pandemic.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I don't. I
you
think,
can still go play old PS4 games on your PS5. I still feel like they're not getting the usage.
I disagree.
It's. I guarantee you. I guarantee most of the usage on any PS5 console is Modern Warfare.
Oh, 100. It's going to be Warzone?
Modern Warfare. Oh, yeah.
Warzone
Fortnite. Apex, Fortnite. Any of those type of games are
like
going to be killing it. Yeah, Madden 2K.
Or 2K,
like,
yeah.
No story mode. Like, no Ratchet & Clank's going to be the most played game right
what
now
about,
on PS5.
What about Marvel's Avengers?
The most least played game on PS4, I bet. In
Can you believe that only sold 3 million copies?
I can't believe it. I deeply can.
This one I picked just for you. The possibility of Final Fantasy X3 being made isn't zero.
Why? Why? Why?
This is by Darren Boniath.
What
on,
the hell is this going
to
be about?
Com. Square Enix has suggested that it could one day return to the world of Final Fantasy X with Final Fantasy X-3 sequel. In a new interview with Famitsu, as reported by Japanese blog Ryuku Yokota, via RPG site, several key members of Final Fantasy X commented on how I call it Final Fantasy X, you stupid idiot. Final Fantasy X commented on how Project even has a plot written by Kazushige Nojima, who served as one of the scenario writers on the 2001 game. If we were to make X, God damn it, you stupid idiot, 10-3, we somehow have a synopsis written by Nojima-san. Character designer Tetsu Nomura explained, it's sleeping right now, but the plot itself does exist. As RPG site also noted, a recent audio play could be used as another potential storyline springboard taking place a year after the events of Final Fantasy X-2. Focused on two new characters called Chuma and Kurugum, Final Fantasy X will reunite several of the original game's voice actors and dealt with the return of Final Fantasy X's main antagonist, Sin. Motomu Toriyama, the designer and writer for Final Fantasy X, added that while the chances of sequel being made weren't zero, these projects won't be made until Final Fantasy VII Remake is completed. So in like 25 years. The probability is not zero, but we are not in the phase where we can talk about it unless we have finished producing Final Fantasy VII Remake, Toriyama said. The next chapter in Final Fantasy VII Remake is currently in development, and Square Enix wants to make certain that the future installments continue to differ significantly from the original game. Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrate added PS5 enhancements such as improved visuals, a photo mode, 60 frames per second performance mode, and Yuffie-centric DLC episode titled Intermission. That's another one, the Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrate PS5. That's at least a 40 to 60 hour game. Story mode. You don't think people are playing that? You're waiting to get a PS5 before you play it, you said.
Yeah, so I mean, I could just get it on my PC at some point.
You're not gonna. Come on.
I already bought it for PS4. That's what sucks. Actually, I don't even... No, I did buy it. I definitely bought it.
What do you think about 10-3?
I mean,
you liked 10. 10 is really good.
10's one of the greatest.
I think it's the best one.
It's definitely because it's the best looking one for those consoles. So yep. That's already the first reason it makes
it
the best.
I think the story is the best.
The story makes absolutely no fucking sense. But
do any of them?
No, but it's definitely solid. And I mean, it's definitely the cutscenes. The cutscenes for 2000.
I think 9 makes complete sense.
9's nice. 9's solid.
But 10.
I think 9 absolutely makes the most sense.
Yes.
But 10 is. The cutscenes are beautiful for PS2.
It is one of those games that when I think about, like I think about it HD in my head, even though it's not at the time. But that's how good I thought it was at that time.
The cutscenes were really, really solid for whatever the fuck.
Oh my God.
2003 or whatever.
I just remember the one where he's crying in like the sewer. Do you remember that? Even the Blitzball videos.
The Blitzballs were crazy. When he's with Yuna in that like love scene or whatever, that shit's crazy because they're in like that weird like moonlit background.
Oh
and
my
shit.
God, I forgot about
that. That shit's crazy. Like that game was just visually beautiful back
then.
Did
you play 10-2?
Yeah, I beat that a long time ago.
Did you like the ending? Do you remember it?
Yeah, I know. It was. I beat that so long ago. I don't even remember how it ended. It was such a bad game.
Well, because 10 had the ending that I liked/hated. Yes, and then obviously 10-2. Continues that story.
Yeah.
Does it?
It kind of branched off. I mean, it's more like Yuna trying to get Titus back.
Right, which is.
But she's with, Riku and Pain, so it's like completely. You do like completely different shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's completely. Like, I mean, it's not completely different, but the battle system's kind of the same, but it's a little faster paced.
What do you think would be a bigger deal? 10-3? Or.
A 10 remake?
No. Oh. No. Oh, 10 remake
would
be.
I would love a fucking 10 remake.
That would obviously be the biggest one.
That'd be fucking great.
What about a 13 port? Final Fantasy 13. I always hear that you can't play 13. It's so difficult to get. That's the one with lightning.
Oh, yeah. I have that on 360.
That's like the only thing it's playable on, right?
Yeah, I didn't even care about that game.
And really?
I don't even know if I got that. I probably got halfway and gave up because I didn't fuck with it. I like 12 for a little bit. Like 12 was weird, but I got so far and then I got stuck.
Yep.
And then I was in this cave for just so long and I got so jacked to the point where I was. Like, I was too strong for where I was at, and I didn't know how to get out. And then finally, like, years after playing it, Mike Steck helped me out get past that spot. I went to go fight the boss that Tyler could not get by, I bodied the hell out of it.
That's
And I just never beat the game after that.
Isn't that any boss ever? Hold on, let's see if this works. See if this works. If not, I'll cut it right out. Yes, you're live on the podcast, TA. Let me ask you a question. Final Fantasy 10-3, is it a big deal or not? Are we excited?
I mean, it depends on what they do.
That was the worst answer ever.
Well, no, it's not, because if they try to follow what the little light novel thing they did, which is technically canon as 10-3, then it's going to be awful, but if
just the master critiquer.
Because I've seen people say that for part three they wanted the war part where Unalesca's little side story comes in. If Dylan should know what I'm talking about. So if they did that, that'd be pretty cool. Because if they just try to do Jax, Braska, and Orin like everyone expects, it's gonna be boring because we know how it ends.
That'd be boring because then you'd get to see like the shit that you don't see about their relationship.
Dude, but if you find all the Jack Spears, you pretty much see it already.
I mean, yeah, but you see, like, bits and pieces, but you don't get to, like, fight as them and experience their story.
So what? I mean, you watch Orin die. You know he dies for nothing.
Spoiler alert.
Hey, they're cool characters, though. I'd love to play as Jack Doran and whoever the Braska.
But wouldn't you want to see how Sin comes about? Like, the first Sin?
No. I don't give a fuck about first Sin. It's only about my boy Titus' story.
What would be a bigger deal? Final Fantasy 10-3 or a report / remaster or HD of Final Fantasy 13?
Like, who gives a shit about 13?
There we go.
What'd he say?
13 all the way.
That's bogus.
Dude, I rewatched all the cutscenes and I realized that game actually was brilliant and I want to replay it.
Bogus.
Bogus.
13 was bored as shit.
All right, T, I'm going to let you go so you can take care of your daughter.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Yeah, thanks.
Let me see her. God, it's like another clone of you. All right, I'll see you, TA.
See you, boys.
All right, there podcast. Don't listen to that shit. 13 was crap. Boring as shit.
I've never seen a second of 13 in my life.
I wasn't even excited when MC came home with it. I probably played a couple hours, and I was like, this isn't for me.
All right, this one's for both of us.
That pissed me off.
Pokemon Unite launches for Nintendo Switch this week by Tom Phillips on Eurogamer.net. Pokemon Unite, 10 cents free to play. Pokemon MOBA arrives for Nintendo Switch this week on the 21st of July. Download the game and log in anytime before the 31st of August, and you also gain access to the mythical Pokemon Zorora.
What the frick is that?
It's like a lightning.
Who is it? From what game?
I think Black and White, too. Yeah, it's one of the older ones, newer ones, I guess.
Buying that.
As previously announced, Pokemon Unite's mobile version then launches at some point in September, and there will be a way for mobile players to get Zorora then as well. Pokemon Unite is developed by Tencent Team I Studio, which is also responsible for Activision's Call of Duty Mobile and has been available in closed beta in recent months. I have seen so many clips of people playing this game. I want to play so bad.
This Unite?
Yeah.
Yeah. How are they playing? Is it out yet?
No, it comes out this week.
So how are they playing?
Oh, they got part of the closed beta. I meant to sign up, and I completely forgot to.
You're an a-hole.
I'm an idiot. Listen, when I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I was wrong.
You're definitely wrong.
Originally announced last summer, Pokemon Unite pits two squads of five players against one another, battling it out in an arena threaded with control buttons to secure. As match plays out, Pokemon are able to level up, unlocking new moves as they do so, and they evolve. So if you were to pick like Charizard, you start as Charmander, and as the game goes on, you evolve to Charizard. But when you start the next game, you go back to Charmander.
That makes sense.
Unite is monetized using a seasonal battle pass system, like all things, as well as premium currency named Eos Gems. You use these, or Eos Coins earned through gameplay, to obtain licenses to take Pokemon into battle, as well as acquire held items and fashionable cosmetics for your Pokemon to wear. They have shown some funny-looking things where it's like, I'll just say Charizard wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
This is only for Switch?
Switch and mobile.
That's disappointing.
Why? What, you want to play it on your PC? Go fuck yourself, all right? You charge your Switch and you play like a real man.
It's crap.
And then, last news story. This is a good one. Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl is a Smash Bros. Alike featuring SpongeBob, TMNT, and more by Joe Scrubbles on IGN. IGN can exclusively announce Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl, a new fighting game featuring characters from SpongeBob SquarePants, Rugrats, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Ren and Stimpy, and more. The Brawler, which looks to be similar to Super Smash Bros. In style, will come to PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X/X, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch in fall 2021.
No PC?
It's being developed by Ludicy and Fair Play Labs and published by Game Mill Entertainment. We don't have a full list of characters just yet, but we know that the game will feature Michelangelo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Leonardo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles,
the goats,
Nigel Thornberry, the Wild Thornberries, Powdered Toast Man from Ren and Stimpy, SpongeBob SquarePants, SpongeBob SquarePants,
Lego,
Sandy Cheeks, SpongeBob SquarePants, Patrick Starr, SpongeBob SquarePants. Patrick Starr's down special was when he turns into the ice cream cone smashes down. Oblina from Real Monsters, Lucy Loud, the Loud House, Lincoln Loud, the Loud House. The Loud House is the only show I don't know on this.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Helga.
Oh God.
Hey Arnold.
Reptar.
Rugrats. I think they have to use Reptar because they don't want to use babies.
That's mad funny. Danny Phantom. That's lit.
Danny Phantom's awesome.
Dude, this shit sounds crazy. But why did I see PC on the list?
Is there no PC?
I only heard you say PS5, nope. PS4, Xbox.
Yep, there is no PC.
Will it be on Game Pass?
It might. I hope so.
Dude, I swear, if they don't put... I don't think this
will not hit Game Pass.
If I have to get a PS5 to get this fucking game, I'm going to be
just get it on your Switch.
Fuck you.
Get it on Switch. Everyone gets it on Switch. We can play.
I want that high quality.
Oh, please.
I'm not into the crap quality.
You're not getting a PS5. You know you're not. All-Star Brawl will also feature 20 levels based on Nickelodeon shows, including Jellyfish Fields from SpongeBob SquarePants and the Technodrome from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It will include single-player and multiplayer modes with local and online support for up to 4 players. You'll also be able to unlock new moves for every fighter as well as earn bonus content for in-game gallery. So Target accidentally leaked the cover, and it had silhouettes of people. So you know Korra from the Avatar is in it. Yeah. They have to have Aang, I would imagine.
Of course.
Where's Fairly Odd Parents?
Yeah, that'd be dope as shit.
There's no Fairly Odd Parents. Because Wanda and... God, why can't I think of her husband's name?
Cosmo.
Cosmo. They would make the perfect, weapons for Timmy. And all his moves revolve around him using them.
Yeah, this game sounds kind of nuts.
Cat Dog, right?
Cat Dog?
Cat Dog.
What else we got for Nickelodeon?
I'm trying to think. Who?
What about, what's my boy, American Dragon Jake Long?
Is that Nickelodeon?
I think so, right?
I don't...
Is he not?
I think that's Disney. Like, I'm pretty sure
or
that's...
Or is that Cartoon Network?
Could be Cartoon Network. I'm pretty sure that's Disney. Invader Zim is already in it, right? We already said that.
Yep.
Rocko's Modern Life? It's like half these characters. How are you going to make them work? Jimmy Neutron?
Yeah, and Dev just said he heard Jimmy Neutron's dad might be in it.
Oh.
Jimbo? Is that his name? Is that what they call him?
No, Jimbo is what he calls Jimmy. Gerald? No, not Gerald.
I don't know the dad.
Dude, name. How is the Crimson Chin not in this?
Facts. That'd be a great pick.
Right?
He
could basically be like Captain Falcon.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Yeah, who else for Nickelodeon? Are you sure American Dragon Jake Long's not there?
Yeah, he's definitely not. What about My Life as a Teenage Robot?
Yeah, who they put the robot?
The Jenny.
The robot?
Yeah.
That's Kim Possible. Is that Disney?
That's Disney.
Damn.
You're bad at this.
I'm just throwing them out there, man.
Yeah. Zoe 101.
Dude, it was so long ago. Those are the only freaking channels I watched.
Chalk Zone?
Yeah, I guess. It's whatever.
That's whatever? You don't like that?
It's not really exciting.
We already have Hey Arnold with Helga, but
already do have some good picks.
Yeah. Dude, the Toast Man is ridiculous.
That's funny as hell.
Kablow?
I'm surprised they didn't put Squidward in.
Well, you already have three reps.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You might as well take... I would have took out Patrick.
Really? I think he's way...
He doesn't seem like a fight-type character to throw in.
Do any of them,
Squidward's always angry, though.
It's true.
He could hit you with the clarinet. That could be his fucking... Dora? He could be like Ness with the baseball bat with the clarinet.
Yeah, that would be funny. The Angry Beavers?
Sounds familiar.
Ah, you don't know the Angry Beavers?
Rocket Power?
Rocket Power? Yeah, that's Nickelodeon.
Skateboard? Yeah. Hit someone with a skateboard?
Well, they're just like extreme, right? I want to see...
Well, I think one of them uses a skateboard.
Hugh Neutron is the name of Jimmy.
Apparently, rumor around the block says he could be in it.
I hope so. They have Nigel in, but not... what's the son's name? You know the one that's always crazy?
I don't remember Nigel. I don't remember the Wild Thornberrys very much. Like, I remember, but I don't like the characters much. They could definitely add some people from friggin' Fairly Oddparents.
They could easily... there's no way this game gets any, like, post-launch support.
You could even add my boy Chip Skylark.
My Shiny Teeth and Me?
That was the greatest song, dude.
Well, because... So there's the Crimson Chin, and then it's, like, the Iron Kneecap or the
Why not throw,
kneecap?
Like, Shredder in, too, like, just for shits and giggles?
Well, you could throw the other two Ninja Turtles in.
You could, but, like, even if you didn't want to throw all four, at least
Shredder,
you could throw at least
Master Splinter?
A villain or, yeah, Master Splinter. Like, at least throw in Shredder or something.
Yeah.
I feel like there's not many games where you can play, like, Shredder and actually play Shredder.
I don't think
you can play against Shredder, but you can never, like, play Shredder. That'd be
we
dope
do
to
have
him.
That TMNT game coming out this year.
I feel like he's in something that you can play, actually, Shredder. I just don't know what.
I don't know. Shredder's Revenge. Danny Phantom, though.
That's
like,
dope.
I like Danny Phantom a lot.
That's a good pick. There's no one else from Danny Phantom that can, what's Ben 10?
Ben 10 is Cartoon Network.
Damn.
But
all the good guys are on Cartoon
Danny
Network.
Phantom.
Imagine if they could get like Conan Kim's Next Door in here.
Oh, that's Cartoon Network again.
I know, that's what I'm saying. All the good ones are on Cartoon Network. All like the action type little cartoons were Cartoon Network. Teen Titans?
You know who would work in that's also Cartoon Network.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know who would work really good from Danny Phantom? Do you remember his mom's ex-boyfriend? Who's the villain who's also like half ghost slash like vampire thing?
I remember that,
That would be a good villain. And he has the powers. But if you remember, Danny Phantom's mom is like a badass ghost hunter.
Yeah.
She would be a good character.
Yeah. They could definitely do some more. They could add more. If you can't think of other games, at least add some more characters from these ones. Because there's still other people you could put in that would be dope.
A ton of Avatar characters. A ton of Avatar characters
that would
fit in perfectly.
That'd be perfect. It seems like a good game.
Yeah. I'm
into it.
I think it's going to be really big the week it comes out. And then no one's going to talk about it again.
I hope it doesn't come out like the. I mean, Smash Bros. Stays pretty popular.
Dude, Smash Bros. Is on.
Yeah, I know, but it sucks. If they could expand this to Disney, and Cartoon Network,
no
and they get a freaking cartoon brawl,
that would be wild.
Compete with Smash Bros.
You know what?
Because now you got characters
do?
Coming from all over the place.
They should do a Smash Bros. Clone of Shonen Jump characters.
That'd be dope.
Because
I mean, they try to it like Jump Force,
but. Don't do the fighting game. Do the Smash Bros.
Yeah, the
clone.
Smash type.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
That's what you need. Because the only way you can copy
it sucks
Smash
though.
Because
some of those people just have like such unique abilities that, like, I feel like it'd be hard to scale it down to a Smash Bros. Type.
Yeah.
Like,
totally
you can't have
you.
Sasuke doing a fucking meteor, like, as it, like, you know what I mean? Like, they'd have to really rethink the moves.
Yes, and that's where I think it gets tough. And the other, if you want to do a Smash Bros. Clone, you need to have a legacy roster.
Oh, but they could do it with Shonen characters.
Exactly.
Easy.
Easily.
But you would have, they'd have to work those moves, like, a lot.
Yes, and 100%.
Like, they'd have to work a lot of shit
out. Like,
but it could be dope.
I can almost imagine Goku being, like, a Samus clone where it does the charge with the Kamehameha instead of the...
I feel like some of them would work with that type of style fight, but...
Yeah.
They would need to think about that, but it would be dope as hell because they'd have a jillion characters.
There's one on the
from.
DS. It's called like Shonen Jump Stars All Stars.
I think I played it.
It's really good, but it's all in Japanese.
Yeah, I think that sounds like the one that we played.
And
it was
really
came out
cool.
for PS4, and it was like $5.
Oh, I don't remember that one. I don't think I ever played that one.
It had a couple different characters in it. It was like kind of before Jump Force came out.
I had a decent amount of fun with Jump Force once you get around the fact that some of those characters just look weird in their like.
I fucked with Jump Force. I only played it a couple times when whoever brought it over, but I thought it was dope.
I thought it was good enough.
The animations were solid.
Yeah,
the fighting was decent.
So I played it on the Switch, and the animations get a little.
Yeah, just stop right there.
That's the last news story of the week. I have a quick question for you.
Yep.
It was a bit of a controversy when a reviewer came out and said that...
Are you trying to set me up?
No. I'm not setting you up, I promise.
I don't know. My opinion could shake the world here.
Yeah. So a reviewer came out and they said that they've never beaten a game for a review unless it was on the easiest difficulty. Does that bother you at all? Does that mean anything to you? That they write reviews for a living and they... Every time they beat the game for the review, they only play it on the easiest difficulty so they can get through it as fast as possible.
I mean, I get it from the review standpoint. Like, why would I want to struggle for like 3 weeks to write a review on something?
Yep.
But you don't get the full – you can't be like, oh, this game's easy as fuck.
Right.
And then, you know what I mean? Like, you kind of set yourself up there because if everyone knows you only – played it on easy, and you try to tell everyone it's an easy ass game, and don't waste your time. They're gonna be like, you played it on, like, they're already gonna know,
right? Like, if you played it on the easiest,
so you can kind of hurt yourself with that.
Yeah, and your review says that the enemies feel like bullet sponges, or they feel like just
if you make it known, like, you know, I'm on the easiest setting, and these characters felt like sponges, so you might, if you know, if you don't want to play this, you might want to bump the difficulty. That's a good review because at least you're letting someone know that this easy might be too easy for other people to play.
So when people got mad at this reviewer, I thought instead, like...
At least he's honest.
At least
she's honest.
And the other thing is, like, she's also a professional where I think she understands that if the difficulty was important to the actual gameplay, she wouldn't have played it on the... Like, she's not going to play a Dark Souls, put it on the easiest, which you can't change the difficulty of, but I'm just using that example.
Use, like, Metal Gear Solid.
Right.
That's a hard game. On hard, that game's fucking unbelievably hard.
Right.
On easy, it's a pretty normal game.
Right.
I'm not saying it's easy. Even on easy, some parts aren't easy.
Yep.
But you go on hard, it's a whole another ball. You take one shot, you're dead.
Right.
Like, it changes the fucking game.
Because me and you bust each other's balls about, like, what difficulty we beat
us.
But I don't really care what you played it
The story's still the same regardless.
Exactly.
You still got to do the work, especially on games like there's not difficulties for like Final Fantasies, but if there were, like, I mean, I feel like it would, you still got to put the work in.
There
regardless.
Are certain RPGs I played where you can shift the difficulty, and I have. I'm going to be honest with you. Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition, the first one.
Yeah.
I put that on the easiest difficulty to beat the final boss because you can shift it. Just because he was wrecking my shit and I couldn't go back to train.
Yeah.
It kind
of
locks
you. So instead of pulling a TA and deleting your season and restarting, you cheated, switched the difficulty to easy just
legally,
to beat the game.
No. I legally changed the difficulty.
Just so that you could come into a group chat with a bunch of, you know, 20, you know, grown men.
Yep.
And be like, hey, I beat a game finally.
Yeah.
But you cheated.
But after...
By switching... You went through the whole game on hard and then beat the final boss on easy.
But before the...
you kind of cheated yourself out of an experience.
So before the save point, though, I put it back to the normal difficulty. So when I saved, it didn't say I did it.
So you're just a freaking fraud. You probably came into the group chat that day like, yeah, just busted this game on the hardest difficulty.
I said I beat it and no one questioned me.
You're a fraud. At least the podcast could hear this.
Because I'm honest.
But you can't edit that out because I know you.
Trust.
I know you.
I would never.
I'm gonna watch the entire episode just to make sure you don't edit that out.
Circle of trust, I would never lie. All right, and that does it for this week's episode. You can find me on Twitter at @AHN_gags.
You can find me on PC, PapaDill22.
Not beating a game.
If I'm on.
How many games have you beaten this year? This is a long pause. Pregnant pause.
The silence will stay.
Yeah.
I think it's a good